baby diapers, soft on skin. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Millennium Radio. The headline: Government assures nation of adequate blood supply. The government defends handling of ECL's barium. Andrew arrested on suspicion of misconducting public office, as King says law must take its course.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mukima Timothy Julalan. Government has assured the nation that Zambia has sufficient blood stocks despite fluctuation in demand. Acting Minister of Health Cornelius Mwetwa was responding to a question for oral answer from Kamfensa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe, who sought clarification on reports of blood shortage at the Cancer Diseases Hospital and the University Teaching Hospital in Lusaka District, following a news story carried by Millennium Radio. Mr. Mwetwa said the Zambia National Blood Transfusion Service is mandated to collect, store and distribute blood across the country. He disclosed that since 2021, blood collection has increased by 100% from 112,000 units to 215,000 units in 2025. The minister added that the Lusaka Provincial Blood Center supplies blood to 56 hospitals within Lusaka Province and the surrounding provinces. Mr. Mwetwa further revealed that between January 1st and February 14th, 2026, the center collected over 4,000 units of blood and distributed 966 units to the University Teaching Hospital and the Cancer Diseases Hospital. To enhance blood availability, the government has allocated adequate funding to the Zambia National Blood Transfusion Service, targeting the collection of 400,000 units annually. He says the government has also procured 10 motor vehicles, automated blood processing equipment, and additional storage facilities, including blood refrigerators and plasma freezers.
I wish to emphasize that the Zambia National Blood Transfusion Services is the mandated institution responsible for collection, storage, and distribution of blood in Zambia. The Lusaka Provincial Blood Center supplies blood to 56 hospitals within Lusaka Province, as well as to facilities in parts of southern, eastern, and central provinces that are in close proximity to Lusaka. These hospitals include public, military, faith-based, and private institutions. Madam Speaker, I wish to assure this House that there is no shortage of blood.
Acting Leader of Government Business in Parliament, Jack Mwembo, has questioned why the government is being blamed for the delays in the burial of late former President Edgar Lungu, stating that it is the family that has so far refused to repatriate the body to Zambia. Mr. Mwembo has stated that the government has consistently sought to bring the former president's body to Zambia for burial, but the family prefers to bury him in South Africa. He has accused some individuals of politicizing the matter, which has contributed to delays. He adds that the government approached the courts to facilitate the repatriation, and that President Hage Ndejilema personally attempted to engage the family. On the issue of alleged poisoning, Mr. Mwembo stated that the government was alarmed after the matter was publicly raised by the Patriotic Front, prompting South African authorities to launch investigations into the circumstances surrounding Mr. Lungu's death. He said says following that disclosure, the South African government has instituted investigations, which everyone is keen to know what happened to Mr. Lungu. He has emphasized that the government is committed to ensuring a dignified funeral for the former president. If the family consents to bury him in Zambia, and has called for an end to the ongoing controversy. The remarks were raised during a debate with Shwangando member of parliament Stephen Kampiongo on a motion to suspend standing orders ahead of President Haga Ndejlima's address to parliament on national values and principles scheduled for Friday 20th February 2026. Mr. Kampiongo had addressed concerns over the government's perceived failure to bury the former head of state and urged that the matter be addressed during the presidential address.
Emissaries were sent to South Africa to discuss with the family in order to bring our dear brother to be buried home. But other people at the time were thinking they were spokespersons of the family, but now we have realized that they were using the issue as a political tool. And as a result, this matter has protracted. We, as government, as I indicated, we are desirous to have the body brought home, given a dignified funeral, and be buried in Zambia. That is what we are intending to do on behalf of the people of Zambia. We have nothing to hide, Madam Speaker.
Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Situmbe Komsokotwane, has announced that Zambia's budget deficit narrowed to 3.4% of GDP in 2025, better than the projected 4.6% due to stronger revenues and tighter expenditure control. In a ministerial statement to Parliament, Dr. Msogotwane says the government spending totaled 223 billion kwacha, with notable expenses including debt payments, transfers and social benefits. He also says the economy is projected to grow by 6.4% in 2026, driven by mining and investments. And the minister highlighted that inflation is expected to ease towards the target band of 6-8%, supported by the exchange rate appreciation and declining food prices. Meanwhile, Dr. Msogotwane says the government expenditure included 5.63 billion kwacha for Constituency Development Fund, CDF, 2.48 billion kwacha for free education, and 1.56 billion kwacha for cash for work.
Chief achieved like free education, CDF, cash for work. These expenditures reflected a commitment to value for money, expanding opportunities for our people, and protecting the vulnerable. In order to sustain budget credibility, our budget deficit crossed 3.4 billion, 3.4% of GDP.
Tanker drivers have threatened to down tools by February 28th if the government fails to address the shortage of fuel measurement dipsticks, a situation they say is costing their members jobs and exposing them to arrest. Zambia Union of Tanker Drivers and Allied Workers, ZUTDO, General Secretary John Changwe says many drivers are facing serious repercussions due to fuel shortages disputes linked to the absence of the mandatory measuring equipment. Mr. Changwe says in an interview that some drivers have lost their jobs, while others have been arrested after being accused of fuel-related irregularities they could not properly verify without dipsticks. Flanked by several tanker drivers during the interview, Mr. Changwe warned that the union will have no option but to down tools if the matter is not urgently resolved. He has further expressed concern over what he described as silence from the Zambia Meteorology Agency, despite what he says were repeated engagements with the agency on the issue. Mr. Changwe has since called on the government to intervene promptly to avert a disruption in fuel transportation and protect drivers from continued victimization.
So yesterday, we managed to write to the DMA. We are verifying. Unfortunately, the DMA could not respond to our letter. We made an effort to go to the agency's offices. And I'm going to